You can't just hope for growth. That's what he's saying. He says there has to be either tax rises, spending cuts, or changes to your fiscal rules. So I ask you again, as people are listening to this, trying to decide who they're going to vote for in 6 weeks' time, what would a Labour government do? Be honest with us.
Well, I completely agree that you can't hope for growth. You have to plan for growth. And that's why we've set out in clear terms what we intend to do to plan grow the economy. Because at the end of the day, if you don't grow the economy, then you're taxing a diminishing return. Every business person listening to this across the country absolutely understands that. So you have to have a plan to grow your economy. That means stabilising your economy, which is why it's our first step with fiscal rules so that we can get the inward investment that we need. It means taking the really tough decisions that have been ignored for the last 14 years, like getting to grips with planning, making sure that we've got an industrial strategy, making sure we've got a true partnership with business. And we've been working on this plan for a number of years with business now, but we have to pull the lever that is growth.
Okay, so you want growth. So there's going to be no tax rises and no spending cuts under a Labour government.
Where there are tax rises, we have set out what they will be and what the money will be spent on. So we will get rid of the non-dom status properly. We will go after those that avoid their tax, and we will use that money to fund 40,000 extra appointments in the NHS every week to bring down that backlog, because that in itself, having so many people, you know, the waiting list is now nearly 8 million. That in itself is a drag anchor on the economy. So you have to have a joined up plan for growth.
So we're going to have growth and we're going to have no additional tax rises and no spending cuts. That's good that you've clarified that
for us. Where there are tax rises, we've set that out, and we've also set out what the money will be used for. Another example is at the moment, private schools have a tax break. We've said we'll get rid of that, and we will use that directly to fund 6,500 teachers in our state schools, much needed in subjects like maths, so that all of our children have the opportunity of success, which I think is a fundamental for our children's future.